This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Hey, welcome back today to the show. We've got a great show for you today. You know, it's just, wow, there's so many things going on. We got so much going on in our lives, right? We got this whole COVID thing. We got this working at home thing. We got all this stuff, okay? We have a lot of things to process. And today we're going to talk about something that's been on my mind quite a bit, to be quite honest with you. And there's a personal story that goes with it, too, guys, because I want to share your personal story. And this really happened, and I think you're going to really enjoy hearing this, because it's going to make some of you laugh, and some of you, well, you're going to be like, ah, that sounds like something that happened to me. So what I found lately is that a lot of us are jumping to conclusions about what other people are thinking. We're jumping to conclusions about what other people think about us, about how they feel, or what their intentions are. And I've realized that when we jump to conclusions about what someone's intentions are, we're usually jumping the gun on something. We're making a bad choice. We're probably going back into our historical thoughts about what had happened or what could have happened, maybe in the past. Also, we might be making judgments because we don't know what somebody's really talking about. But, you know, the interesting thing about it is a lot of times people don't ask to find out what is going on. They don't ask to find out, hey, I need some clarity. I'm trying to understand what you're trying to tell me. Well, what's going on here? And I found that the less we ask questions, the more that we don't choose wisely. Is that the more that we just assume, well, you know, that's not a good thing to assume, right? When was the last something? What happened in that assumption? Probably not that great, right? A lot of things probably fell by the wayside, probably wasn't a good situation, probably wasn't a good place to be, and we probably kind of made an idiot out of ourselves. And recently I had a situation that took place, and it's very interesting, and I'm going to share that with you right now. I think a lot of you might get a kick out of it, but recently I was trying to get in touch with a friend of mine, and I know that y'all know that technology is pretty tough, right? We're all using technology. Many of us are only texting nowadays. Some of us don't even allow voicemails or voice conversations anymore, right? Haven't you ever tried to call that person that never accepts a call? And you call and it goes right to voicemail. Yeah, can you text me, please? And so you never really know what's going on. And in a text message conversation, you really don't understand what I would say the context or the emotion that somebody is responding with. Unless they leave you lots of emojis, and that can get a little tacky after a while. But you don't really know what's going on. And so the other day I was trying to get in touch with a friend of mine. And when I was trying to get in touch with them, apparently I'd been texting, but I hadn't gotten a response. And it was probably about 30 hours after I had sent the last text, and I was finishing up, at work, and it was late night. And all of a sudden, I see a text message come up from my friend. And I look at it, and I'm totally I kind of see a picture of these people. So there was a picture sent, but they were in this Day of the Dead makeup, and I guess it looked like they were at some sort of bar. It was very weird, but it kind of looked like my friend and his wife, sort of. And I just said, hey, that's a great picture, guys. You know, thanks for sending that. And then as I was walking out of the office, that's when I kind of looked back at the picture, and I was like, wait a second, because I see the message above it. And the message above it said, hey, Ashley. Hi, Ashley. I'm married. Please lose my number and leave me alone. Okay, now when that comes from somebody that you supposedly known for 20 years, somebody that you've been around forever, somebody that you've walked through a lot of life's journeys together, somebody that you've actually, you know, walked through a journey of them overcoming cancer, somebody that's been there for you, somebody that you really care about, that you've been there for them, it can be a little overwhelming. Right? Stressed me out. I'll tell you that. And so I look back at that. I'm like, lose my number? What's this about? So I go and I see, yes, indeed, it's his number. It's him. And I said, okay. And so I said, hey, we've been friends for a long time. And I send that out. And I said, I'm not really sure where this is going. And so the response back was WTF. Okay? Which is beyond rude. And so at this point in time, I'm concerned, one, the picture might be my friend. It could be, not really, but it could be. And I'm starting to feel just a little put out, but also kind of sad because I'm not really sure where this is all coming from. And the context is really odd. And it's all happening after I've worked a good 12-hour day. And so I'm all, you know, kind of stressed out already. And so then I pick up the phone, and you know how that is when you pick up the phone to get clarity on something, they send it right to voicemail so they don't answer it, so that you have no clarity. So I left a long message, and anyway, so then the next thing you know, they're texting me saying, hey, you need to stop texting me, what is this about? And I was like, hey, is this my friend Bill? Is this Bill? And, and this person says, yes, it's Bill. I'm like, hey, is this Bill so-and-so? No, it's not. And so I'm completely confused, and now with cyber, you know, craziness and everybody getting hacked, you started wondering, well, who the heck is this person? So anyway, we go back and forth for a while. They can't believe that there's another Bill, and it got kind of weird. And so I decided just to let it go, and I ended up messaging my friend in Facebook. And so the next day, he's like, what the heck is going on? I was like, I don't know, but I'm not going to text you. So he goes on and texts me, and it's on the same texting conversation as this other Bill, right? So the interesting part about it is I ended up meeting my friend Bill in person last week, which was great, and we got to see each other in person, and I showed him what was going on the text messaging conversations. I showed him what was happening and how it was all, you know, back-to-back, and then how his was on, his message was right after the other Bill. And I'm still trying to figure out who the other Bill is. But what I'm getting at is that the situation got really kind of just, you know, volatile in the very beginning in a situation that could have been cleared up very easily. The concept that I'm texting somebody that apparently is married and has a wife that's very angry that I'm texting or whatever this is, and the fact that I don't remember who this person is, that's not good for me. I should probably remember who this is because apparently the numbers are getting, you know, conflicted and changed. But at the same point, they said that they remember me. I didn't remember them, but we could have just got on the phone call and I could have said, hey, sorry, I was trying to call this Bill and I apologize, that I was calling you and causing havoc and chaos in your life. But see, it's funny how nowadays people don't want to make that, they don't want to do that. They don't want to step up to the plate and do the right thing. Just picking up the phone could have created complete clarity. I could have been able to understand his plight. He could have understood my plight. We would have probably laughed about it. Probably eventually said, hey, let's go on a double date. My husband, you know, your wife, we'll go out and have a little dinner or something. Probably could have been very good friends, but instead, it's just a bad, bad emotion, a bad connection, and just not what the world needs to hear. Think about it. How often have you jumped to conclusions? Or how often has someone else jumped to conclusions about you? And how did that make you feel? The fact that they wouldn't listen to what you had to say? The fact that they wouldn't even pick up the phone to hear what you had to say? Look at the way that our world is working right now as well. Our world is at this point where we make snap judgments on everybody most of the time. We're either in one camp or the other when it comes to our political ideology. You know, we're either in a concept of how we feel in our own religious ideology, and we're separating ourselves from other people that might actually believe in what we believe in to some degree, or at least have common ground. Why can't we just have some common ground here? But we can't get common ground until somebody decides to listen to somebody else talk about how they feel and actually listen and process the fact that we're all humans as well. And the reason why I brought up this story today is that the feeling that I had initially when I didn't know who was texting me was pretty painful. The fact that I felt pretty, you know, upset about it. The fact that I'm a very big person and believer in clarity. I just want to get clarity. That's why I do what I do. That's why I'm a coach. That's why I help people to help solve their problems, because I listen to them enough to understand exactly what's going on to solve their problem appropriately and to help them see how to solve it and how to work together to make this work. So the thing is that most people aren't listening to what other people have to say. And I feel that nowadays more than ever in our situation, in the environment, we need to be listening to what other people more than ever. So how can we begin to do that? And how can we begin to move forward and be able to really think about, okay, am I a good listener? And I think that's a good question that all of us need to ask. Am I a good listener? Do I listen to what people say? Or do I have a tendency of not? Do I have a tendency of not listening? You know, do I have a tendency of making assumptions based on what I think I heard them say? Do I have a tendency of also making snap decisions based on maybe how somebody acts or maybe the way they look or based on a message that I have some sort of felt intent about it that may or may not be true? I mean, how many times do we jump to conclusions based on something that we really don't know any information on, and all we have to do is just ask? Now, I agree there are some people out there that are kind of not very nice. Some of them are kind of nasty, okay? Some of them need to, I don't know, stand in the corner for the next 5 years. I don't really know, but you know what? I do know that some people need a mental, emotional, and personality tune-up, okay? But not everybody. And I think that sometimes the people that you feel like need a tune-up like that, they probably just haven't been listened to ever. You know, I think that a lot of times we make decisions on people that are just wrong. I mean, I've spoken to some people that are just absolutely amazing, and I meet new people every single day. Yeah, some people, you know, tell you to go, you know, go take a hike. You try to talk to people, but most people are pretty nice. You get to learn about people. You get to understand people. We're not that different. We all want the same things. You know, I thought it was interesting. I had a client the other day ask me, they say, hey, I hear that you see clients all over the world. And I said, oh, yeah, from here to Australia to Kuwait to London, to Kuala Lumpur, Japan, everywhere. And they said, how do you do that? Isn't customs different? I go, well, yeah, customs are different, but everybody wants the same thing. Every human being, no matter what language that they originally started speaking, no matter what continent they were born on, they all want to feel loved, to be loved. They all want to be respected and cared for, and they all want to be heard. It's not that big of a deal. We all want to be listened to and heard. And so if we can just begin to acknowledge the fact that all of us want that, the fact that you want that, the fact that I want that, I don't like it when I'm not heard. I mean, how do you feel when someone doesn't listen to what you have to say? How do you feel when someone cuts you off and says, well, yeah, I see what you're saying. I disagree with it. It's happening on Facebook every single millisecond with this political stuff. Everybody thinks that they know one another. Oh, they're a conservative. Oh, they're a liberal. Oh, they're voting for Kamala. And oh, they're voting for Trump. And the whole thing is just divisive. And I want to tell you something. Most of the things in our society are divisive. If we can divide people up enough, then we know that they can't pull it together to overturn anything because they're too busy arguing amongst other people. They're too busy trying to get that last thing of toilet paper or, oh, God, the Clorox wipes. You know what I mean? I mean, seriously, I went on Etsy in the middle of this, you know, months ago, and they were selling a little small thing of Clorox wipes for like $54. I'm like, man, that's kind of like the dark web almost. I mean, I was going to say black market, but I'm going to go with dark web on this. But anyway, you know, the thing is that we really need to begin to figure out what is it that I can do to ensure that I listen? What is it that I can do to ensure that I'm heard? And so that's what we're going to be talking about today in today's show. It's going to be great, by the way, and love to hear y'all's feedback. We are here live on 1160 AM KBDT. With USA Radio Networks. Dan Nelson's joining me here in the studio. It's going to be great, man. It's our resident historian. We got a lot of fun coming up. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in 2 shakes. We are all striving to live our true
life. Hi, my name is Reginald Harvey, and I'm a wellness champion. Self-determinance is my preferred way of living whenever possible. But life just throws challenges in our path that don't fit our personal plans. How do you bridge these life road bumps? I just published the medical memoir, Anatomy of a Patient, as a journal of my battle with a life-threatening illness, stage 4 renal failure. I have learned that disease is just the clinical definition of the sickness, whereas illness is how we choose to live with it. In my case, I immediately had to decide whether to run and hide and wait to die or to dare to live. No, dare to thrive.
Check.
Join me in a conversation that few are willing to have.
So you can be hear me all the way to the, I mean, like, you know,
right,
well, like, minus three, okay. Two or minus three.
For more information, go to ReggieHarvey.net.
But, like, right there is good, right there.
ReggieHarvey.net.
Okay, guys, we are broadcasting.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates. And in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free
quote.
800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I am your host, Ashley Burgess. What a great show we have for you today. We've been talking about, well, you know, the concept of assumptions and about how nowadays in our world people make more assumptions than they need to. We don't actually listen to people. We don't actually listen to what they have to say. We assume what they're saying based on the way they act or the language they use or how they look. And it's hard because instead of just picking up a phone and asking a question or just saying, hey, you know, talk to me and explain why you're feeling this way, instead, well, we just snap judge. We just move on. And I just think that our world could be so much more peaceful. We could learn from so many people. We could really have a really successful experience in this lifetime if we would just listen. You know, Dan, you know, when you think about the concept of opening the lines of communication with people, I think that technology has really gotten in the way to some degree of having that communication. It doesn't have to, but sometimes we use that technology to put a barrier between us and them.
Yeah, I think people sometimes feel greater control, whether it's with email or whether it's with text, in their ability to manage the conversation, you know, sort of have their leverage point versus they may feel more invulnerable if somebody can interrupt them or, you know, counter their point while they're speaking.
See, and I agree with you. I think that you're right. But the biggest thing is, I think that more people are listening, or not listening, sorry, more people are thinking about what they're going to say if they are in a conversation, and they think about that while the person's talking the whole time, and they don't really address the conversation, and they're not really speaking from the heart, they're just speaking from their head.
Are you talking about the presidential debates? Yeah, it is a problem when your mind gets ahead of itself and you're thinking more about how you're going to respond to what somebody has said versus listening to what they're actually saying at that point in time.
It's so true. And it's like we need to really focus on, okay, I don't have to be right. I think that's one of the biggest things. Why do we have to be right? You know, when I work with clients, sometimes they say, well, you know what, I got told that I told you so, or I was right. And the last thing I want to be is right all the time, because being right means you're alone. And it's like, what's the point of being right when you can't communicate with people? And it's like, I find that a lot of times we get into that, we're so busy defending ourselves, we're so busy defending our stance, we're so busy defending what we think we need to defend. Like in that situation with the call, I get it. Okay, your wife's upset that I'm texting you. I don't know who you are. I apologize. I thought I was texting my good friend for 20 years, you know? All you had to do was pick up the phone and just say, who is this and what's this about? And this could have taken care of everything. But instead, we had this back and forth, and then there was, like, questions of my validity, and then some kind of random emojis. And it was just like, hey, and then it started angering me, because then I was like, how do you feel like you're God's gift to creation that you think that I'm hitting on you?
Yeah. I think people, just as they want to master, you know, the personal conversation and feel like they came away being right or winning or whatever, they then extend that to, I want to do that on email, and then I want to do that on text. And the entire time, they're just focused on how do I win here versus we finish a conversation where we both enjoyed it and we're glad we had it and want to continue on, you know, with more conversations.
Well, I agree with you. And it's like, I think that also, too, everybody out there listening, think about the last time that someone misinterpreted what you said.
Yeah, it doesn't take long for that to happen in any conversation. But I think it's more likely on text, next most likely in email, and probably least likely in person, because in person you have a chance to do active listening and basically say it back to the person and see if what you heard is what they meant. You can't do that with the other two mediums.
That's so true. You can't. And it leaves us at a deficit. And that's the thing, is that we're just going to be talking more about, you know, ways of communication. That's the key. Ways of communication. How do we communicate? How do we begin to communicate with other people? How do we begin to open up the lines of communication, have a conversation, and be able to learn something? Because I got a theory here. I got a small theory here. Guess what? We learn from other people. That's why they're in our life, right? They're either like a teacher or a friend or whatever they call a season, whatever, and some people forever. But the thing is this. We have something to learn. So stay tuned. Dan's going to be giving us a history lesson here later on, and I'm going to be sharing some concepts and tips and tricks on how to listen better and how to get your point across and be heard. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time. Be back this time in 2 shakes. We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations helps those generations to learn where they came from, here always is everyone, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit,
I see minus six is what I got to be hitting, so I got to be really close.
Information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your truth?
I do not want to debate Ashley.
Dan Nelson is the resident historian of True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling those small bits of history.
Take it away from her. You can't silence her at the presidential debate.
He travels the country doing research about things your family deserve to know. Check out Dan's website. Go to dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. And give the gift of your family history to your family.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
What was once Hurricane Delta has now been downgraded to a tropical depression as it dumps heavy rain across northeastern Louisiana and western Mississippi. The storm made landfall as a Category 2 hurricane on Friday, and the cleanup begins in Louisiana.
This is going to be a difficult journey for all of us. So about 6 weeks ago, we had Laura did significant damage to those parishes on the Gulf Coast, Calcasieu and Cameron and others. This path of Delta, nearly the same as Laura. So again, right now we're assessing new damage.
FEMA Director Peter Gaynor speaking there on Fox News. President Trump delivering remarks at what's being billed a peaceful protest for law and order on the South Lawn of the White House. Vice President Pence also campaigning in Florida. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get healthy, now and high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Oh, we've had a great show today already talking about, you know, just in general, how to communicate, how to get our point across, but better yet, how to listen to other people's point of view. You know, I find that many of us are interested in getting our point across, but we're not interested in hearing what anybody else has to say. And I figure that that's also what's led to a lot of our issues within our society and our culture. And within our world, for that matter. You know, I find that even, you know, everything up to the White House, politically, everything, it seems like we're dealing with not being able to listen to one another to at least process the situation and acknowledge. It might not be true. It might be true. It might be a falsehood. It might be whatever. But the point is that we need to at least listen to open up the lines of communication to understand one another. But how do we do that? How do we make that happen? And I found that the more questions that we ask without trying to wonder what we're going to say next, the more questions that we ask and actually listen to the response. I know that's key, right? You ask a question, listen to the response. Easy. And don't get ready to respond. That's one of the things that I think most of us make a mistake at. We're too busy. We're like on, it's like we're waiting. We're like on a spring. Ah, okay, this is what I have to say. This is what I'm going to say to that. That's what I'm going to say to that. But why? Why do we want to do that? Why do we want to go there? And I think that it's time to really focus on being able to just listen. And I think listening is a talent and a skill that most people have never worked on. They've never worked on it. They don't know how to work on it. They don't know how to begin to do it. And you can start practicing today. So I would advise, you know, if you're hanging out with a friend or family member or something today, asking them several questions and just listening. No need to respond. You know, one of the things that we have a tendency to do is it's like, oh, well, you had it that bad. Well, I had it worse. You know, you hear those stories, you know, and it's funny. It's like the comeback queen and king in the world. It's always like, oh, man, you did that. Oh, well, I did that, but I did this, too. Oh, you did that. Well, I had to do that in the snow. Well, you did that. Well, I had to do that 20 miles instead of 2 miles. And everybody's like constantly one-upping each other. I mean, seriously, guys, come on. I mean, yes, have I done it in the past? Sure. Yes, I have been guilty of it, yes. If I sat up here and lied about doing that, that's horrible. Yes, I have done it. I have. And I felt really bad about doing it after because I was like, why did I just do that? It's like the ego is like, I can't listen to this anymore. I've got to one-up it. And it wasn't like I was lying about what I did, but it's like, why did I have to even say it? There was no need for it. Everybody has the right to their plights and their pain in their life. You know, and it's funny how a lot of times we all want to have more pain. Okay, well, you had that surgery. Well, I had 3 surgeries last year. Oh, you had that one? Oh, well, mine was doubly worse because I got infected and I had to go back. And everybody's like constantly one-upping. It's like, why don't we just stop? Because that comes from ego and it comes from insecurity. And it's like we're trying to define who we are. And a lot of times the things that we, you know, we come back at, it doesn't make us sound that great. I mean, it's like, I mean, I'm not talking about just talking about the good things, but why do we have to address all of this? You know, and it's like, you know, sometimes it's just like, let's just try to focus on allowing other people to have their pain and suffering and appreciate what they've gone through and accept it. Now, I don't want to listen to pain and suffering all day long. But at the same point in time, I will give somebody a platform and listen to them and be open and honest with them and just be responsive. I don't need a one-up. I don't need to talk about my pain and suffering. I don't need to talk about that. And so it's like with these situations where we get people get confused as to our intention or they don't care about our intention or they don't even want to know who the heck we are. I mean, it's painful, but there's sometimes where it's like if we can just open up the line of communication and just listen for a moment. You know, the next thing is everybody's so busy, and I'm busy. Yeah, I work 6 days a week. I'm really busy, and sometimes I am too busy to do things, but I'm not too busy to at least respect my fellow men, to respect animals, to respect the environment. And to respect, you know, to give respect, because guess what? I ask for respect. I don't ask for it. I pretty much assume respect. My point of view is that if I give respect, I get respect. It's just the way it is. And if somebody's going to act differently, that's fine. I might be interested as to why. Maybe I'm not. But see, that's the key right there, too. It's like, okay, so something's up. And if somebody has an issue, what is it? It doesn't hurt to listen. You don't have to accept what they say. But you know what? It can be easily changed or augmented probably just by opening our ears and paying attention. And before we start going into our history lesson, one other thing that I would like to talk about real quick. It's just, you know, I think another thing that we get scared about is that when we do have an interaction with people and we feel weird about it or we feel like they don't hear us, we can get that stress and anxiety. When somebody doesn't understand us, we can get resentful. And life is too short to have resentment. Life is too short to be upset. And, you know, because we hear oftentimes about family members. You know, I hear it a lot in what I do. You know, they'll say, well, I haven't talked, you know, so-and-so hasn't talked to Aunt so-and-so in 12 years. Why? Well, there was an issue that happened 12 years ago, and they still haven't made up. You know, I've met people that literally they hadn't talked to people for 20 years and they go to the funeral of that person and they hadn't made up before that. And then they had this regret and it's stupid stuff. It's really, I mean, yes, maybe at the time, okay, so your wife yelled at this person and said that their food was horrible. Okay, I get it. But, you know, is that the end of the world? You know, the things that happen to are really kind of small. You know, and if it's not going to affect you in 6 months or a year or 2 years, can we just make up over it and can we have the olive branch out there? And I'm telling you, I know that many of you go, well, I'm not going to be the one that puts the olive branch out because they're the one that did it and they should be the one that has to pay for it and do the right. Well, yeah, I get it. I understand. A normal person that did something wrong should come back and say, hey, I apologize, but that's not always the way it is. And I'm not asking you to be codependent in nature. I'm just saying, hey, by the way, I didn't appreciate what you did. I didn't really like it. It wasn't really cool, but I'm going to forgive you and let's let this go. Would you like to talk about this? Because life is too short. Why should we cut people out of our lives based on one or two small things that happen? And it might have been big things. But again, I ask that question, why do we cut people out over that and then have resentment and anger for years after that? And holding that in and that resentment and anger, it only hurts us. It only makes us sick. So joining me right now, Dan Nelson's been in the studio live. It's great to have him. It's like we had a pre-record last week, and we had Tamson Wood on the show. Amazing, amazing artist, amazing writer and author and Imagineer that we had on the show, and it was great. And Dan, your story, your real-life story was awesome last week. So let's talk about this week. What do you have for us today?
Well, I think this one's timely from the standpoint that just this week on the news, it was reinforced about there being a coin shortage. And I guess too many of us have our little jars at home full of coins. And believe it or not, we tend to think everything, this is the first time this has ever happened. Oh, my gosh, you know, 2020 is so crazy. But it's not the first time that there was a problem with not having enough coin or money in circulation. So this example goes all the way back to the late 1600s. And this was in French Canada. And so what had happened there is King Louis the 14th, because French Canada was part of France in Europe, and he said that there's too much debt, there's too much credit, it's causing problems, so everything has to be paid for in hard cash. You can imagine if that got announced right now in these times, get rid of your credit card, it's all got to be hard cash. We would have a circulation problem. Okay, so that's what he did. Well, one of the problems that you faced in New France that you didn't face in conventional France in Europe is every winter the ice would freeze. So the boats couldn't go around and circulate between the communities and move the currency around. Somebody couldn't sell this to somebody and they would pay for it and they'd give them coin and then they'd take it somewhere else. Basically, it shuts down in the winter, but you still had things that had to be paid for at that time. So, and they didn't have, they couldn't mint their own metals and make their own coins. That wasn't done at the time in New Canada. So you had to, when the season ended and the boats came across from Europe, or I should say when the season actually began, you'd have people come from Europe and they'd have to pay for the furs. Meanwhile, everybody that was in Canada that was working for the government, they expected to get paid. And so they ran out of money, and so what the head of French Canada did was he said, hey, we need to create a way to pay people. So he took these white pieces of paper, because they didn't have cardboard back then, and they wrote on it and said, this one's worth this much, this one's worth that much. And then they put a seal on it. Well, you can imagine the opportunities, not only for counterfeiting, but how well would that paper last? I mean, paper money today is much sturdier than just a conventional 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. And so they had that problem. They didn't have printing presses, so they couldn't just print money like we do nowadays. And so they did this, and it all worked great until the king said, I won't accept that as payment. So now they're like, uh-oh, back to square one. So what the guy came up with, who was sort of the head of Canada at the time, was a pretty novel solution. So one thing they had a lot of in Quebec City, I guess the long winters, they played cards. So they had playing cards. So you think about playing cards, how much thicker that stock is. And they already had denominations on them. So all you basically had to do was say an ace is worth this much, a king is worth this much, a queen is worth this much. And that's what they actually did was they took those playing cards, assigned values to them, and then put the official wax seal on them. Now, it was even easier to do back then because playing cards, each denomination had a different size. I'm not quite sure how you bluffed somebody if your cards were a different size. They could tell, handful of aces. But that's what they did. And so they were using all these playing cards for money. And the king said, that's cool. That's a great idea. And so everybody carried these playing cards around and used them. And it was used for a long time until it finally, about 1750s, went out of usage. So you're talking about 60 years, 70 years of this working as a way to sort of handle this problem in the winter in Canada where you couldn't necessarily keep coin in circulation. So if Jennifer Garner's ancestor would have shown up in those days of Quebec and said, what's in your wallet? The answer might have been the Queen of Hearts.
That is hilarious. That's hilarious. Man. Okay, interesting. Interesting. And we are having a coin shortage right here in this country, right?
Yeah, yes, we are. And they say we just need to, they say a lot of it's because a lot of coin is collected by older people. You know, it's sitting there on the fireplace or in the kitchen counter and they put all their coins in there. And it adds up over time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those people aren't venturing out of their house. They can't go to the bank because the banks just until recently, they were closed. And if you're going to take a risk as an older person and go out of your home, it's probably not going to be, so I could take all my coin to the bank or go spend it at the grocery store. So, you know, the unintended consequences of a shutdown, this is one more of them, that you have all these coins that normally fall into circulation, coming out of circulation.
Where, okay, I don't know about you, but I do have a lot of coins. I don't consider myself old, but I do have a lot of coins, and I have a bunch of piggy banks.
See, you may be the genesis of the issue.
There was the beginning. Was it patient zero, whatever.
Yeah.
But I do. But where do you bring that coin? I'm not rolling my own coins. Where do you bring that stuff to?
Well, in the supermarkets, they have something called Coinstar. Now, they take a cut, but you dump all your jar of coins in there, and then whatever their cut is for doing it, and they basically give you a value for it. The banks do the same thing, but some banks still do that for free, I believe, but most banks also take a cut for basically rolling your coin for you.
How do you even know what you're putting in there? I mean, most of us haven't. You just kind of hope that Coinstar or whatever, maybe they give you half. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. They unless you're a trustful person, you might want to sort of, approximate what you've got. So what if it does come up and tell you half? Then, do you, kick the machine or...
What do you do, right?
So, yeah, I think as long as it gets close. Of course, they've got to build these machines, so if somebody puts slugs in there or Canadian money or whatever, it, doesn't get counted.
Canadian money. The Canadian money. Yeah. I mean, we've all had that, you get the different types of money. And yeah, I probably will go do that. I got to go find a place to go do that. Anybody else that's got a lot of coins, you probably want to put it back into circulation if you can,
Look
right?
Look at you. You're going to solve one of our nation's biggest dilemmas by yourself, getting it started, spreading it on the radio. We're going to solve this, people.
Don't you think it's a great idea?
I think it is a great idea.
So go.
Small step.
For mankind.
Exactly.
I mean, we thought the moon was a big deal.
Yeah, but going to Coinstar, my gosh, not everybody can do that.
We'll be taking groups of people to Coinstar if you want to sign up.
Yeah, when you have, the buses that take seniors out to the mall, and instead they could go to Coinstar.
Mm-hmm.
And younger people could go along, too, because, everybody has a piggy bank.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. We need to cash in our piggy banks.
I think it's a great idea. So anybody that's thinking about doing that, I'm going to find some time to do that myself. And think about that. I think it's a great idea. And also, what are you going to do with that coin? What are you going to do with it anyway?
Yeah, I mean, basically most people save it until it's worthwhile, to go exchange it for cash dollars. Because the thinking is if you have cash in your wallet, you'll spend it. But if you have coin in a jar, you won't spend that. And then eventually it'll be a meaningful amount of money. And, it's a good way to save.
That makes sense. Okay, guys, so go on and check that out. I'm going to do that eventually at some point. I don't know if it's going to be this weekend, but definitely soon. When we return, we're going to be talking about more of what you can do to open up the lines of communication and, better yet, to be heard, but to also listen and give people the ability to be heard as well, right? Because we got to give what we want, right? We give what we get. We get what we give, right? So it's all circular. It's all that. So it's time to really implement that. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes over this break. And we got some tips and tricks for you, so don't miss it. Some golden nuggets. Live your true life perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. Well, I'll be back this time.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We've been doing a great show today, and Dan, we've been talking about everything. We've been talking about how to be listened to, how to listen better. We've also been talking about, well, you know, the coin shortage and different things that were done in the past on how to actually create currency. And, you know, that is a thing. You know, it's interesting how we're going through so many changes as a world, as an individual in our lives. I think that many of us have awakened to struggles that we didn't know that we had. And some of us are awakening to things that we didn't know we had so good. I think that it's really been instrumental in us really focusing on our life. But one of the biggest things is to help others feel like they are heard. And I ask you, you know, as a friend, to begin to do that as well. You know, what can you do? One of the things is listening. Just listening. It's powerful. And you don't have to one-up it. Doesn't matter. Just because they have a story, and maybe you have a one-up story. You know, I mean, that's fine. But you don't have to say it. You don't have to use it. You don't have to bring it up. And that's the thing that's so powerful. Okay? The other thing, too, is that we just got to let people sometimes have a platform. You know, they should have a platform. And it doesn't mean that you have to agree with everything they say. We're not going to agree with everything everybody else says. It's just not what's going to happen. But the coolest thing is that we can agree to disagree. Now, there might be some things that are deal breakers for you, and I get it. And I'm not going to sit there and go through all ideology and choices and religion and politics right here today. We don't have enough time now. If I did, I would. But there's some things that, yeah, you might be deal breakers for you, and that's fine. But at least you know that. At least you have that analysis and say, you know, hey, that's just something that I just can't get behind. something that I can't accept. And that's fine. But, you know, the thing is that everybody wants to be loved. Everybody wants to be listened to. Everybody wants to be respected. And everybody wants to be cared for. It doesn't matter where you live on this planet. And so it's like, what are you doing to show other people that you're listening to them? What are you doing to help other people grow? What are you doing to give back? And, you know, Dan, you know, we've been talking about this. Well, I mean, what are your thoughts on that? What are a couple of things that you think that you're implementing in your life or that we can all implement, you know, to be able to really, you know, break the barriers with other people?
Well, you know, when you were talking here, it reminded me of something that happened on one of our canoe trips where it was just a bunch of guys out there and we were talking about different stuff and different subjects. And one of the guys, no matter what we talked about, he seemed to feel like his opinion was the most important and sort of discounted the others. And one of the other guys, and he said it politely, but I thought it made the point, is he says, it must really be exhausting to be an expert on so many things. You must just constantly be studying all these different fields of knowledge to know the most. And but he said it in a way that was sort of humbling, and I to me it was a great message. I don't know if the person, you know, heard it or he was thinking about how he was the expert on being an expert. But
that's funny.
Yeah, it was hilarious at the time that somebody spent the time to word that, you know.
Did you laugh?
Oh, yeah. Externally and internally.
Yeah, you wonder if the other person got it. But, yeah, you're right. It's like, why? We don't have to be an expert on everything. And you know what? You can't be an expert on everything. Okay, you know, nobody's an expert on everything. And that's the key, is that just because you don't know something. And one of the things that I think is the coolest thing, and this is, I mean, when people ask me questions, I don't know. Oh, have you heard? Oh, you probably heard about this guru in India. Have you heard of so-and-so? No, I haven't. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and be like, oh, yeah, all about that. And when I was younger, I would do that, you know, because you didn't want to look stupid. You know, right. You want to, oh, yeah. And then they would ask you some crazy question, and you're like, oh, crap, you know, I don't know. But it's like, why? We don't have to know everything. We can learn from other people. It doesn't show, it's not a sign of weakness. You know, having vulnerability and allowing other people to know something and learning from them, I think that's a sign of a real leader.
Yeah, maybe the smartest comment is, no, I don't know about that, or I hadn't heard that about it. Can you tell me about it? Because obviously they want to talk about it because they brought it up. So it's a way to now learn and also acknowledge the fact that they have some interesting information to share with you.
And I think it's powerful. And I think if you want to be a leader in your life, and, you know, we can all be leaders, or we can all be followers. And I realize that leaders, I mean, and I know that you might say, well, we have some narcissistic leaders somewhere around here. Da, da, da. I get it. I'm not saying that everybody's not. But I think it's true. We're talking about true leaders. True leaders actually listen to what other people have to say. True leaders are inclusive and include people in the decision-making progress. What I found is that when I'm in organizations who don't include, who exclude, who minimize, that's when I know for a fact that I'm dealing with people that, one, are extremely insecure, and two, can't lead. So anyway, it's been a great show. I'm so glad, Dan, to have you in studio.
Glad to be here.
And great show. We're going to be back next week. We got a lot coming. It's going to be an awesome time. And don't miss it, okay? Live your true life perspectives. With me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. And 3 shakes.
Thank you.
We're all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life
appreciate
is
appreciate you.
Our see you tomorrow. I mean, see you next Saturday.
Family history down to the next generation.
Same way.
To learn where they came from.
Awesome, sweetie. Have a good weekend.
Related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spin into a plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true family history? Dan Nelson is the resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling bits of history. He travels the country doing research around things that your family deserve to know. Take a moment now and contact Dan at 214-914-3598. That's 214-914-3598 and begin to learn your history.